I was the coordinator of the senior outreach program, and that involved scheduling Creamery artist volunteers to go to a number of senior centers and nursing homes. This project was born out of that as an effort by the Creamery to connect with the elders in our community and to honor them and celebrate their lives and celebrate the lore and the history of the Valley and also people's unique individual experiences. Heart and Soul Project was a generous sponsor and helped me to get these portraits framed.
The interviews are playing on an old radio as you view the black and white portraits of 19 North Fork seniors. Each subject is beautifully illuminated in their photograph, with an excerpt of their interview and a caption below the photo.
I visited each of them in their homes to do the interviews, and then we just sort of together looked around for a few different spots that they might want to be photographed. What I was really after was the inner light and each photograph capturing sort of that person's unique essence.
Under each photograph, there's a portion of what the person said in their interview. Now here's a couple, Dorothy and Don. And Dorothy and Don are smooching in the picture. This is from Dorothy. She says, "Well, I was one of them secretaries that did sit on the boss's lap. Here we are 43 years later." Can you tell me a little bit more about Dorothy and Don?
Sure. They happened to be my neighbors whom I had never really met. And they were the most engaging and funny and open people. They had a great story about meeting and a 14-year age difference, and people thought their relationship wouldn't last, and 43 years later. And they are so happy and so much in love still. And you know, here they're really down-to-earth, smart approach to, and fun approach to living.
Mm-hmm. Gotta keep it fun. There's a quote about that, Michael, who's 77, he says, "The reason we can cope with it is because we have something that no other species has, a sense of humor. So I think that capacity to see the funny side of things is what saves our ass."
I think that Michael is right about that we all face obstacles, challenges, losses, suffer depressions and despair from time to time. And I agree that it's humor that can get us out of that. And, you know, humor can defuse a potentially volatile situation, can lift spirits when you've been slugged emotionally.
And then there was this one over here from Betty, who's 80, and she's holding a leaf fossil. I can't believe that, really. So it's on stone.
100,000 years old, yeah, it's on the stone.
Wow, did she find that? Betty says about this fossil that she's holding in her hand, "I sat there and cried because all of a sudden it hit me that since God created this, I'm the first human being to ever look at it."
Wonderful. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. She found a treasure.
For sure.
Yeah, she found quite a few treasures in her years of living around here, growing up here and living around here, and she really tuned into the earth and all the gifts. Another thing she said is, it's all a gift. It's all a gift.
What was one of the biggest surprises that you got out of this experience? What did you feel like you took away from it as far as just a new perspective on life, I guess?
I got so much out of doing this. Everyone was so cool about death. There was nobody who said, "I'm afraid of it." Everyone was like, you know, that's just part of it. And that was kind of a surprise to me and a very comforting thing. The wisdom of our elders lies in the fact that they have been around for a long time and their accumulated life experience has given them a lot of insights and they've seen a lot of loss and a lot of positive things. And they all had a certain equanimity that kind of surprised me. I think we could all talk with each other more about deeply personal things if we could overcome our barriers and our fears and our inhibitions about it. And I certainly think that older people are neglected in our culture, and I've seen that happen in my lifetime. Since I was a child, the sort of prevailing attitude I've seen towards seniors has gone downhill. And by all means, I think, you know, everyone has stories to tell and insights and wisdom they can share. And I certainly, part of the exhibit is my artist statement encouraging people. Here's what it says. Please join me in celebrating your friends and neighbors. Please ask your parents and grandparents if you are still able, meaning if they're alive and around and you can talk to them. Ask them about your history, your own story, and please pay attention to your elders, all of them, your family, your neighbors, your friends.